The first chabura in Maisa, I guess we'll call it a hagdama to Maisa, giving the basic yesaidis to Maisa, the chiyuvim of Maisa, the yisurim of Maisa, give some guidelines. Kaidim kol, just to start off, and it can be a leicht to share, to start off, there are really six inyanim in Maisa, just not that you're focusing on the six inyanim all in the simen, but Maisa, there are six inyanim in Maisa. First is the lav. To love in the raisa l'seil l'krocha ba'amecha, santi alfa moisa. Another is an error in the Torah. There's an error makareya b'seiser, ben yunis and b'avakama brings it down. Of course, what the siman is focusing on is the chiv tashlumim, that's the third. There's also a chiv misa, which is going to be discussed in the siman. There's a chiv misa before he's moisa. And there's also a chiv misa after his maisa on different levels, different rishayim, one time, three times, whatever the inyan is. Might be like a roidif, maybe not. Fine. The fifth inyan is the Gadda put down in the simen, Mechaber Exeon, Zein lo chelik loylam haba. Gadda is a maril, a minhagim, on the lamed yoyim, kaidam ha-pesach, simen vav. Over there the maril says, Sant, he says it's, and it learns out from the pasuk, but he says, "Mi ha'isha chavetz chayim," and it continues until the train chamera. So he says, "Kol shekein a ma'isa zein lechelik leilam haba." Means someone who's a ma'isa ad kadei kach that he's not until the train chamera. So in kum tais, he's not going to be a chavetz chayim. He's not going to have chayo leilam haba. And the final linium, which is not brought down in the simin, the mekubalim say that a ma'isa comes back in a gilgal as a kelev neveach. All right, but basically what we're supposed to be focusing on is chiv tashlumin and chiv misa. What's the makar for that? Actually, it says in the pasuk, it says lo nevach b'shmoy, and makom have a drasha, whatever. Then you have to ask those who know yedechein how it fits into that pasuk. Well, that's where they're coming from. All right. Fine, let's start off. So, Be'ikitz, what we want to focus on is the Chiv Misa and the Chiv Tashlumim and the Issa Shabai. First, Kaidim Kol, you have the Pnei Shuz Kasha, Bam Kasha, the years that if Taka there's a Chiv Misa here, if it's a din of a Raidif, then, right, there's Nitin Latzila B'Nafshi, like every Raidif, so then how could there be a Chiv Mamin, just like a Raidif, Lamashal, if he breaks Kalim on the way while he's doing his Radif, his Pot, his Kimla B'Drabimenei, because it's Nitin Latzila B'Nafshi, so every Mais is the same thing, it's Nitin Latzila B'Nafshi, so how could there ever be a Chiv Tashlumah? Zefek Pnei Yeshua. And the Minchas Chinuch is the Kasha as well, the Minchas Chinuch by Tzarechin on this Kasha. Many Terutim are suggested by the Achreinim, we'll go through a couple of them. They're not great. Let's see. But Maisa is, even if you hold that the Chiv Maisa, the Chiv Tashlumin Maisa is made in Knas, so the Erech Shai is Maisa that we find Kimlev Derabana even by Manasseh, which is also made in Knas. So you see that you have a Shaykhis to Kimlev Derabana even by Knas, so Bazoi, it's not going to help you that it's Knas. So Pnei Yeshua himself gives a Teret. He says that no problem, because Hayois, the Chiv Misa, stops. Right, he's only chayiv misa kodem shasa maisa. Before he does the maisa mesira, but after he does the maisa mesira, he's no longer chayiv misa, and the chiv mamin comes afterwards. Mamela, it's not boyin kachet, so mamela yechayiv. What does that mean? So the Pesach Choshen understood it to mean that he's only chayiv mamin when lemaisa later on, when the anas goes and carries through with his mesira, and the anas takes away the money. So when he snitched on the guy, at that point he was chayiv misa, or till that point he was chayiv misa, but yet the person wasn't chayiv mamin until a day or a week or a year later, when these authorities or the anosim went ahead and carried through with this maisa mesira. So mamela, it's not a chayiv boyin kachet. As a time to Pesach Choshen, maisa, you have to know. If that's Pshat and Pnei Yeshua, you have to not understand, because the Maisa, the Chiv that the Maisa has is not for later on for the money being taken away. That's the Taitzah of his Maisa. What the Maisa did was the Amira, the Mesira, and that happened right now. And right now, if he's Chayiv Misa, so you should have a Boyin Kechot, you should have a Chiv. I mean, if a guy shoots an arrow and it's only going to rip later on, okay, you have to know if it's a Tzushtel or not. Fine, that's how the Pesach Choshen understands it. Sorry? If he's nosim nosim biyad, good, right? Okay, so that will be a problem. And so you bring a raya vayta shreya kait, yeah, shreya kait. Okay. Yikar Vazula, I don't know, that could be Takiyago Vazula later, I don't know, because that's when it was taken away. I don't know, it's Kaya, but, all right. It's a different sugya, but how wide it's Kaya for, okay, it's not for today's Kibbutz, okay. I would like to suggest Pratna in the Pnei Yeshua, perhaps, based on the Nachiez, really the Achiez sort of gives this teres, Yachiez and Chelek Alef Yitches, is if the din misira, if the din chiv misa by a raidif or by a mois is to prevent him from doing his maisa misira, so that helps you till the second he does his maisa misira. But when he does his maisa misira, as he's talking, right now it's too late, you can kill him, it's not going to help. So whatever words he just said is not going to help. It means whenever he said that misira, you can't kill him anymore. It's like it's a split second. Before he says it, you can kill him. When the words are going out, when they're going out, so to kill him, it's too late. What? Because you're going to have before. But while it's leaving him, you can no longer kill him. If you can no longer kill him, then it's not boing keach. All right.
It takes 10 seconds for the word Reuben has money to say. So when you say Reuben, you can still kill
because Reuben doesn't mean it. So Reuben, and for Reuben, you're talking Nachiv. You're not chayv for Reuben. If I tell her honest, Reuben, Gevaldik, what's wrong? So you're not chayv anything for that. Reuben has what? Has the time. For that last, when okay, fine. All right, let's go, Rabbi Say. So now, Lamaisa de Pnei Yeshua, you have to see if it works out in Matzias. Fine. Lamaisa de Pnei Yeshua asks on himself that the Teretz is not Maspik, because this only works if you hold that the Din Redifa is the Din the Chiv Misa is Koidim Yeroidiv, Koidim Yemaisa. But Lamaisa is we paskin that even after your Maisa, at least if you're muksiklim, so if you did it three times, then you're still allowed to kill him. So Mamel Dr. Pnei Yeshua is not going to help you. Even after his words, he's still allowed to kill him. He's, let's say in the case... One second. So if you're still allowed to kill him, every second right now, even after his Maisa, he's still allowed to kill him. So now when the Chiv Misa, whenever it comes about, it's Boyin Kechud with the Chiv... The Chiv Mamun comes about with the same time as the Chiv Misa, it's a L'chayit, you have a problem. So the Maramshik in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Zayin Sivkot and Dalit, he wants a taina this type of a cheshvin. He says, why are you allowed to kill him afterwards? It's kind of a makhlek is why, but he understands, why are you allowed to kill him afterwards when he's muksuk? It's because you know he's going to do it again. So Me'elif, you know he's going to do it again. So why? So the Chiv Misa is not for yesterday's Mesirah, the Chiv Misa is for tomorrow's Mesirah, for the future Mesirah. Me'elif says, since the Chiv Misa is for tomorrow, and the Chiv Mamin is for what he just was Maisa Me'elah, it's not a problem. Now that in and of itself has no verita, because so what? Every time you have a dinner, right? If a guy is a right, if a kavel or hard guy, and he breaks kalim on the way, or he's Shabbos and he's a karish shirayim on the way, it's two different mice and two different averis and two different chiyuvim and have a big end. As long as it's buying keachud at the same time, there's going to be a tour kimel with the ramaday. So who cares? I'm chayiv. The guy is chayiv misa because yesterday's misa is chayiv misa. Tomorrow's misa. He is a bar chiyuv misa. At any second, I'm allowed to kill him. Everyone's allowed to kill him. So mameila, whatever he does, he's going to be put on his chiyuv moment. So mamshik. Lake Sue says that's not enough. The Koiva Yeshua Grado tries to say some type of teretz like this and he slugs it up. He proves in the riff, not like that, but whatever. But the Ramshik wants to say, no, it blibes, like I think it was Rabbi Yirmi in the Gemara, that when the Agbe Kanya, and Yoni Chayiv later on, so he wants to say the same cheshvin here, Hayois, when he did the mice and the seer of yesterday to Chayiv Mamin, if he would do tshuva right now, he'd still be Chayiv Mamin, and he won't be Chayiv Misa anymore. And the only reason why he's Chayiv Misa is because he's still holding Becheskes Misirasa, that he's holding still to do more Misiras in the future. So he says, Yechiv Misa is only later on when you're not doing tshuva. Yechiv Mamin happened, and the Chayiv Misa is only every second that you don't want to do tshuva and you're still holding by Becheskes Misira. Mamela, he says, Abazai, if that works, then over here it should work too. I also don't understand what that means, because a reidiv is the exact same thing. A reidiv also, you only chayiv misa, every second you don't want to do tshuva and you want to still be reidiv the guy. Any second you would like to stop, you wouldn't be a reidiv. So why are you breaking the kalim if you decide right then to do tshuva? So you have a chiv mamun on the kalim and you won't have a chiv redif anymore, chiv reidiv. Elamai, good, but peshasta kalim, you aren't doing tshuva. So then, obazai here too, what's the chilek? I'm not exactly sure what the mamshik is saying. The only
by right, if you only mechuyev, you even hover adam alfei after you do tshuva, the mafreya, you would be mechuyev on that redifa misa at the time of the redifa.
You'd be chayev what? Misa or mamon?
Misa.
Right, so?
As opposed to here, not.
Why not? If the guy is holding by being mason more people, so you're allowed to kill him. If he does tshuva tomorrow, so then very nice. And now he's no longer holding by it. But right now that he's holding by it, I'm allowed to kill him.
Like a person running after the person.
The only chilek I could hear in Lumdis, I don't know how it should make a nafkamin, because it's too fundamental of Akash, is that a roidif, maybe Hayesi's oimid redifos, he's in the middle of his redifos, because of that he's a barchi amisi, you're allowed to kill him. Now shekin amoisa bishlam, if he's holding by going to the next anis and snitching, so he's holding in a maisa redifa. But that's him, he's right now home, I don't know, davening, probably he's learning a sugya right now. So if that's the case, right now he's not holding the mesira. Now you have a that this guy for sure is going to be mice again. If he did it three times, you rest assured he's going to do it again in 6 months from now, 6 years from now. But you know for sure he's going to get somebody else, so mamele you'll let it come. But right now he's not a mice. No, of course, you can kill him ala asid, so to the extent that he's going to do tshuva, maybe right now he's not even a mice b'chal. I don't know. I'm not sure I understand it. But all right, anyway, b'kitzah, that's the Maram Sheik. Another teretz is Erech Shai, he wants to say a teretz, that the din chiv misa, if the person is maisa, is only midirabanan. He would like to suggest it's only midirabanan. And then Meili says that hayoyis the chiv misa is midirabanan, they weren't going to be masak in the chiv misa, kedei tapata the person, tapata the nimsa from his chiv moment. As I vait, they're not going to give him a chiv misa and have a kim levdirabanay attached to it. Lamaisa, if you learn like that, then you could already enter the whole Pnei Yeshuas Kasha, because there's a Tumim Deim in Siman Reish Gimel who suggests that even before Mesira, the reason why you're allowed to kill a mice is only Midrabanan. You can look over there what is Taimim are, but once you do that already, then you can say the same thing. So they were never Mesak in the Chiv Misa, but
Oifin. Is there such thing as a Chiv Misa Drabanan anywhere else?
What do you mean? They were massacred. They made a takon. You're allowed to kill somebody. They killed the person. They killed the person who wrote a sus on Shabbos, and they killed the person who was hetiach. So they're allowed to do it.
Let's start.
Right.
Yeah, that's one shatil.
So they made a takana. They made a takana. The guy rode a horse on Shabbos. Right. Hetiach. Okay. So. But good. But a guy rode on Shabbos. Right, you're allowed to do it. So they bring the second. Huh? Right. Okay, but they were misak and they made it that he's chayim misa. Everyone's allowed to kill him. They were misak. Come on, but they were misak and you're allowed to kill him. All right, fine. Another teretz that the Achrenim give, the Kovi Yeshua gives the teretz over there, that it was a migdam milsul, a takonis oilam, they made a takona not to have a din kamalik v'drabim nei. They wanted to get this maisa twice, saim mitzad misa, and if it didn't work, sorry? And b'chazal u'masakin that they're going to have a chiv mamin even though they're past the kim le'dramnei, but they won't give it a din of bezer shoyis. All right, another teretz, many teretz, Kovi Yeshua. Another teretz is Ramei Simcha Nizal Alamdash teretz. It says normally a chiv misa. I don't know the mitzvah 100%, but he said normally a chiv misa is for ancient for averis. A chiv is a guy who's mechalo Shabbos, whatever it is. He's retich, he's a roidev, he's a roidev hakanayra, whatever it is. That's mechayv. Says here the reason why a maisa is chayv misa is because of maisa being mum. He wants to be maisa mumin. That means the chiv misa comes because he's trying to be maisa someone's mom. Means apparently he's not learning. That's because we're afraid, like that he's going to be oimid like Baba Makteris, and he's going to oimid connected mamoinoi, and he's going to be killed. No, the chiv misa is because you're trying to be mazik yanis mami. That's why you chayv misa. You have to know why, but that's what he says. I don't know, but he says memel. If that's the case, is how could it be shayich? That because of that chiv misa, it's coming because of the hefsim mamon that you're going to do, that should guva pat to you from paying for that mamon that you are mazik. Says he can't understand that how could that type of chiv misa, which is coming only for the hefsim mamon, pat you from the chiv on that hefsim mamon. It's like going against what you said. It's so common that we're going to give you chiv misa and then you're going to be pat from that hefsim mamon that you caused. I don't understand it 100%. All right, fine. Anyway. Right here, it's somehow, I don't know. All right, you can look it up. If you have a beer, let me know. Fine. Okay, let's move on. Sorry? Apparently, but not all of Rishonim hold that tzareidiv, right? I mean, the Talmud Dame says a bunch of other pshatim. And even the those who say raidiv, they tushel not to the regular raidiv, they tushel to Boba Machteris, they go raidiv. You have to know a different type of a din. Sorry?
It's also midiraisa.
Yeah, it could be midiraisa, but it could be a different din. It might be only a rishus, not a chiv. Whatever, all right, it's not for now. But it might not be the same din. All right, yeah. Sorry?
Isn't there a lot of parents in Chinese? Roidev is a chiyav misa. Roidev is not just a din. You're allowed to kill. It's a din. It's a din einish.
Good.
You can hear that a din einish.
Why not?
What?
Why not? I mean, if you hold it, it has a regular din of roidev, then it should.
Regular. Right. Not a regular.
Good.
Right, so you have to know. So what? I'm saying, what's the makar for this misa? If there's makar for this misa, it's from roidev, so then I have to have the same din of roidev. Elamai, you have to come on that there's a new makar for his chiyav misa. So how do you know that you have a right to kill b'chag avna? All right, fine. Okay, let's move on. What I really am trying to come to is this next Indian. Is there a din maisa b'negei techiv tashlum? Is there a din maisa where the nimsar was chayv that money anyway? It's a very sadistic shayla, correct? Good. And it's a very sadistic shayla. It's negei kamat maisam b'choyim. Are you chayv Mumin from Moisa when the guy was chayv that money anyway? So he really didn't do wife anything other than prevented him from trying to be mavrich the chayv that he had. So the Shach, correct, the Shach and Sivkan Chav points out that no, there's no chayv Mumin, you'd be pater b'chay gavna. And he says, that which the Mechabe says, Harisha Goza HaMelech, Lavi Yain, Oitevin, or that case that you are chayv Mumin, must be, he's talking about where there's no din in the Machus Adina, because if there would be din in the Machus Adina and the Nimsa was chayv that money, or the Yain, or the Tevin, or Tavu, or whatever it is, to the Melech, then you'd be pater for what you did, because come to them anyway. The Mai said, that money belongs to the Melech, or is deserving to go to the Melech, it's a chayv to the Melech. And in the mail, there's no chiv mamin like the shach.
You allowed to go to the
shach? Sorry? I'm going to get to. The maisa, besides the shach, you also have a taz. In Shin Samach Tes Siv Zayin, the taz quotes that over b'shem the mashal. When someone is chayiv, there's no chiv. When the nimsa is anyway chayiv, then the maisa is not chayiv for that. There's a truest Majdam as well. Majdam in Chesha Mishra Esha Dalet is medayik from the Torah like that. The Torah says a lashon, Chayv l'shalom loy mimneisha garam loy hefsed mamaynay. So now the Majdam has a dik in this Torah. It's only because you garam loy hefsed mamaynay, his money. But if you garam loy hefsed Yen's money that he owes money to, and you're only being garam him the hefsed of the money that he owes to Yen, then you're not going to be chayv. Okay, Yol doesn't like that dik, I hear. Okay, fine, but I said to Majdam, whether you like it or not. Yeah, okay. Leidiki, so you have a Mishpatei Shmuel, and Simin Ayin Gimel, he has a ganze story, and he named them for a Pashtis, Teich Dvarav, no, it doesn't make a difference, Yechayiv, Nishchayiv, you're still going to have a Chiv Mamin if you do a Messiah. So you have a Makhlekes, Gedei Le'a Poiskim. La Halacha,
doesn't sound like a Chiv Makhlekes, one against the Shad and everybody else.
Correct. Well, there's more, Gadi. You look in the Knesset HaGdel and Agoy Sator and Dalit and Sivkan Dalit and Hey, he brings an Agansa Arichis on it. So I wouldn't say it's one against three, but whatever it is, I think it's probably a lot against maybe even many more, but good, but there's enough going on there. La Halacha, anyway, I think it's Pash, La Halacha is like the Shach, I think it's Befush Ramah in many places. One is Ramah here in Sif Yud Beis. The Ramah, it's good to know this Ramah. The Ramah's case was that there was a Yid who was trying to skip town. He owes a guy money, trying to skip town, and not to pay back the chayv that he owes to the guy. And someone else was megala the dava to the guy that you should know, this loiva, God, and someone else, I believe, if you look up the makar, was the father. The father of the loiva mastered on his son and told the guy, this guy, is my son's skipping town, and you better chap him before he skips town, otherwise you're never going to see your money again. And over there, the Ramah paskins that even though you are pato, because harei loihiv sidai, because anyway, yen is chayiv, right? Because the only rak shurutzik l'chal ma'asher chayiv, still, it's not a good thing what he did, because it's havi kamesh of avei
delakam. He was running after him. He was going to get the money sacrificed. Let's say he was going to get the money sacrificed. He was running after him.
I don't know, it doesn't sound like it, because it sounds like he's trying to escape, right? If he knew that he wasn't escaping, he wouldn't run. It sounded like he thought he was escaping, right? And what is Vod doing it to prevent him from escaping? It means prevent him from carrying through with this makshava of evading payment. So
this guy might be
mastering on
this.
But you see, not like that, right? You see, in the Ramah, not like that. The Ramah, you see, not like that. The Shach, all these cases, you see, not like this. You see, in the Ramah, Lechairo, you see, in the Ramah, like the Shach. Because in Avkaz Ava, doesn't mean that you don't know. Avada you owe the money, just you have a right to Mavki the Ava. It's enough community for many things. Shabudu Ramnos and Haid, this what? Or a?
Mass.
No, over there, we're talking about a regular Kaif. It's like, the Shach's talking about mass, and the Ramah's talking about a regular guy.
This man says by nitfasting,
so therefore, why? I'm not copying. Therefore?
He could have made a deal, he could have gotten
more class. Right now, the guy owes the money. I mean, he could have bargained, maybe?
But that's why you can't be divided the person later.
Okay, hold off. It's not just the Ramah over here. God's Ramah Chav Ches Sif Gimel as well. By Eidus, Ramah talks about an Eid Echad. If an Eid Echad is made Lakim Neged Yisrael, and Akim's Tevea a Choy from Yisrael, and the Eid Echad helps the guy collect the Choy, he testifies on behalf of the guy, over there he says, Eino Chayiv L'Shalim. Why? Because Yechalei Me'emetz Hayadati. I said the truth. If I said, and if you say the truth, why? Lamaisi, you're causing the Yid to pay. Because the Yid has to pay anyways. Because Minadin, he was supposed to have paid. Emesayati. Hagam, even though if I wouldn't have testified, the Yid would have gotten off the hook. But Lamaisi is, I was only Mechayiv in what he's Mechayiv to pay. And Ramah even goes right there over there in Sivdalid. Ramah talks about two Edim. And Ramah says, Lechatchili, even two Edim are allowed to be made to help a guy collect a Choy from a Yid. Lechayri, you have this problem. You should be chayiv. Tarez says, no, you're not chayiv because he's anyway chayiv, like the Shach and all the poiskim. Sorry? I know, there's no such thing. All right. Yeah, Achreinim say it, no such thing. Anyway, yeah, Shaila is like this. This works when the guy is already chayiv. What about if the guy is not yet chayiv? Maisa Shoika Achoy, a guy's parking in my driveway, and I want to call the cops to give him a ticket. Come to him a ticket, he's now parking in my driveway. I don't know, he mamish doesn't mow his lawn, it's like an ugly sight. It makes me nimbus, I can't learn well. Every day I come home from yeshiva, I see his lawn, and I would like Pasha to tell us, I need to, for my learning, I want to be Maisa him and tell him that he needs to cut the lawn, get a ticket, or his garbage, he keeps his garbage out, who knows what. Shaila is, am I allowed to be Maisa Mechagavna? La Maisa, he's not Chayiv yet. It's a knas. He's not chayiv. I see a guy speeding, a reckless driver. I want to call the cops on the guy. He's a reckless driver. Sorry? Okay, that's a chuvis mun kazitzak. Then a chelaches. But lemaise is mechay gavno. Do we have the same het of the shach that the guy is anyway chayiv, or do we say no? The guy's not chayiv yet. When you're maser and he gets a knas and he's chayiv, Kozman he doesn't get the knas. Avadi's not chayiv. He doesn't have to hand himself in. Does the guy who speeds have to call up the government and say, by the way, I owe money because I sped today? No, he's not chayiv until he gets a ticket. So you're causing him a hefset that he wouldn't have otherwise had. Do you have the same head to the shach or not?
He's not
chayiv.
What's that? To drip black his driver every day.
Okay, driving guy, fine. Let's talk about the lawn. The lawn. The lawn.
I don't want to smell your garbage and you have a chayiv to
the lawn.
The lawn.
Yeah, okay.
Just one. Just see it wise. By my building, so in fact, my hands can't stay. The cops had to give a ticket claiming that the inspector says, the supervisor says that if someone pulls in, they have to give a ticket.
And therefore?
But the chief is not here yet.
Right.
They could be give a ticket, but if someone calls in, they must give a ticket.
Right, so can I be the calling in?
Yeah, I'm just...
Okay, no, can I be the calling in? Yeah, well, Kozman, I don't call, he's not carrying the ticket.
What I'm saying is that
the
calling itself is the chief. Once he calls,
got
me.
Fine.
I don't know if it's true or not.
All right, Shine. Anyway, the kitzah, it's a mafurisha truus ma'asham. You look at truus ma'asham, a chelek gimel reisha ain gimel. You look up another one, chelek hey simu chav aleph. The truus ma'asham is a case where you're selling wine, yain sarif, you're selling whiskey in barrels that are not sealed. And they have a law that you can only sell it in sealed barrels, and if you don't, you get a fine. And I'm allowed, I don't know allowed, but at least if I master on you that you're selling barrels in a garage, a chvesi, selling it without the proper kasima, then Dr. Maisham, I'm going to be pata because kumtia, the knas that they're going to find the guy is minadin, dina makusadin, it's minadin. I'm a male, if it's minadin, I'm not chayv anything. I wasn't hifsid mamaynay, I was hifsid mamin that he's chayv to the government.
It's not chayv.
Sorry? Is he a roid? How could be a roid if it's? Oh, I understand. If I'm potter, how could I be a roid? Sorry? In which case? Over there. Benegay to what? Benegay to chiv misim. Benegay to what? We'll get shlishi on Shabbos. Let's see. Kinder Shabbos goes and get bed to our mom again. You can call him a Maisa.
You can
No, he just says, Oisa Shulak. What?
You didn't do this thing.
The same thing that Moses
said. He just says, also, no. Is he doing Shulak Eden, which Ramah himself said? I can call him a Maisa. I'll call him a Maisa. Okay, he's a Maisa. Said a Mr. Maisa. Okay, fine. Let's go on. Rabbi Isai. My Sham is in two places. In Chelek Gimel, Reish Ayin Gimel, and Chelek Hei Chof Aleph. Very Nagay, Rabbi Isai. Okay, let's move on. Come. I want to know, okay, so now that we know that you're allowed, your potter. I know you're allowed, your potter is the same thing.
You're allowed to do it. It's not considered
Moshe.
You're not Moshe Moment.
Okay, fine. Let's continue. It's not because the person has a right to be Eimer on Mamonai. But that one has the right to be Oymen on someone else's mamni. If there'll be a Baba Machteris, Marshal, and the Ganev's Baba Machteris is trying to take, not the Balabais's money, is trying to take his own money. Chais, he has money, but a Balabais, and Balabais refuses to give back the Bekodin. And the Baba Machteris decides he's going to take the law into his own hands, Dundin Lanafshe, and sneak in the middle of the night and take back his own money. So he has a din of a Baba Machteris, you're allowed to kill him?
Yeah.
That is like, very good. So that's what I'm telling Bar. Same thing.
Yes,
He's supposed to pay the money to the government. It's not his money.
It's not taking away Yanis' money.
He's going to kill him.
No. The government will kill him when he doesn't. When he's only connected to Mamonai.
I don't know how these things work.
If you're learning like the Rishonim, that's the din of a Baba Makteris, but not a din of a Roidiv, so then it will be telling. I'm not saying that. All right. I don't know what you want. No, I'm not saying. I'm saying if you learn like the Rishonim, there is a rule, there are many Rishonim. If you learn like the Rishonim, you'll learn that it's a din of Baba Magireim, it's a din of Baba Makteris, so then that's it depends on whose moment it is.
If somebody tells somebody he has young workers, he has a bunch of 16-year-olds working for him, they put him in jail for life. That's called Maisa, that's called Raidiv. The Maisa has become the government.
Okay, we'll get to it. We're going to get to it. Okay, come. Now, Shai Rabbi say, now that we established that the guy is Potter, are you allowed to do it? Can I start going around looking who's cheating on food stamps and who's doing? I would love, I could make it my hobby and now start. It's Minadin, come to Minadin. He's not supposed to be buying face Cheerios with these food stamps, only supposed to be buying, I don't know what. So am I allowed to now start going around and being Moisa people? I'm Potter for sure, but the child is, I'm allowed to do it. So Grada, the Ramah, like we just brought down, says, even though you're Potter, Mikom Malkom, you did a terrible thing. Why? Ra Asa, the Havi Kimesha Vavedola Akam. The Ramah says the reason why in Sifyat Beis, the reason why it's also it's potter, but also because you measure avei delakel. Now, Maisa, what are you doing? You're helping out the guy collect his chayv. You know, his chayv, come tem the chayv, but that's like a measure avei delakel. It's a Ramah. That's like, it's not just, it could be Mechalek, of course, of all might be different. No, the Ramah says that's like Meshav Aveda Lakam. And Mela, it's also just like you now let me Meshav Aveda Lakam, you now let a snitch, because even though Mitzad the Yid, you're perfectly fine, because in tight. Or with Mitzad the Goy, you have a problem. You would Meshav Aveda Lakam, so you could be also because you're Meshav Aveda Lakam. Shaila is either Ramah and Simukhov Ches, we just brought down, says by two Adam, you're allowed to even testify. You're allowed to testify, Lechachila, what happened to the din of Meshav Aveda Lakam? You're hoping the Goy collect his Choyv against the Yid. So you have to say that over there talking about where there's a Chilal Hashem, where the guy knows that he's owed the money. And this, the halach is that it's also lafki avor b'makom chilal Hashem. B'chai gavner, it's also lafki. It's not like a meshav aveda. Taka the money is supposed to be going back to the guy. So if that's an avedin, a meshav aveda. Nishno dem.
You're getting paid for it. You get a percent of whatever you get. The IRS, you get a percent of what you turn over.
Right. Oh, we're going to do this because it's cost. But let me go out. No, let's continue. Now, the mice in that case, Nishna, are you allowed to do it? The Majdam, the truth Majdam over there in the end of Simur Reish Dalet holds it's a mitzvah lahagid. You're supposed to be magid and help goyim collect chayvus from yidden, but makom that the yid is doing a chilah Hashem, trying to mafkiy as avosh like it in. And if bemitz is not just a rashtam, it's a raivir and a rashman, but a kama kuf yigimol mebeis. He says over there also that b'chay gavna you mechuyev to help the goy collect. Why? Because tzarech lafrishay the yid min ha'issa. He's not allowed to be mafkiy as avosh, but makom chilah Hashem. Lafrishay min ha'issa you mechuyev to go and help the guy collect the chayy from the yid. All right. Lemaisa, this chilek also the Yamsha Shlomi said in Baba Kama. But mitzad the guy, it's a chil Hashem that he is trying to mafkiy the avah from the guy. There's a Yamsha Shlomi in Baba Kama Perek Yud Simuchav Gimel who also makes Cain this chilek that b'makom chil Hashem you're allowed to b'makom no chil Hashem it's also. However, the Yamsha Shlomo says a different issa. He doesn't say b'makom no chil Hashem it's also because meishav v'edalakim. He said the reason why it's also. Yisrael. He says, here's a problem, what you're doing, causing the yid. You're causing the yid to pay up a chayiv. So even though God the chayiv come to guy, but since he has a heta lafki ava, and you're causing the yid not to be able to be mafki that ava, but mainly you're causing the yid a hefsid. So even though maybe you're pata, like we said, but you're preventing the yid from his ability to be mafki that ava, ra asa li Yisrael. So he has not a problem with Tzmei Shavet Lachim, he has a problem that you're causing a hefsid to the Yid. The Chazanish in Bava Kama Yud, Sivkon Yid Alev, argues with the Yamsha Shloima, and he says, I don't know what you're talking about, it's mutla lachetchila to do, it's not a problem, I'm causing the loss to the Yid. The Yid owes the money to the guy. Either Yid had a patent that he could be mafkir davar, so what? But the mais is, the Yid owes the money to the guy. I'm not causing him any loss. So therefore it's mutla lachetchila. He says, Hagabat, what happens if you hold that Gezer Lachim is mutla? And you see a yid who's about to steal from the guy, and you prevent the yid, you lock the guy's house, you prevent the yid from stealing money from the guy. So you raw usul Yisrael, you hurt the yid, you stopped his ability from stealing from a guy, even though it's mutta. I've had it. No problem. It's mutta kachil to stop, and the mice is the guy's money. And right now, the yid has no right to take that money. Maybe it's mutta, but he has no schus bailis in taking that money. I know, but I owe the yid owes the yid got the money. That's the chazan that she's too shtel. And Mameli said, argues with Yamsha Shlomi, he says it's mutter lechatchila to do. Shaila is okay, so now I know why he doesn't have the Yamsha Shlomi's problem is of Rosa. But what happened to the Ramah? The Ramah has an issue called Mesha Aved Alakam. What happened to that? The chazan that she just misalim in this whole Ramah. There's an issue of Mesha Aved Alakam. But Deichik, you have to say that the chazan that she's talking about B'makam Kiddush Hashem, or B'makam Yid Neskavin, you're not being Neskavin Lashav Esakam, if that helps you from the Issa Hashav Esakam. But kids, you have to get around this Issa. B'makam, that you don't have this issa, major edalakim, then it'll be mutal akakil it to do. You don't have this issa of the Yamsha Shlomo. All right, look up the Chazanish. Maybe you have a different Jani of Chazanish. All right.
They are going to the concept of
Kanish? Yeah, the concept of Kanish. Not going into that right now. It's the concept of Kanish. All right, these are Yishalmi. Yishalmi in Peh, Perek Aleph, Halok Aleph, has a story like this. There was a Yid named Bar Chayvitz that one day didn't show up to his work. I don't know why he was mukhir, but I guess it was Angaria that the Yidden had to have a rotation of helping out the township, the government, in work. And Bar Chayvitz punk today didn't show up. So what did the Olam do? The Olam just out loud, conveniently, said, oh, what are we going to eat today? Chufza? Do you have some chufza to eat today? So when they mentioned chufza, all of a sudden the God, chufza, Bar Chayvitz, where's Bar Chayvitz? And they forced Bar Chayvitz to come. The Yishalmi says that from there, since they said it indirectly, Amar Rabbi Yochanan zel lashon hara b'tzina. It's lashon hara b'tzina. They caused this Bar Chayvitz to show up to work, to be forced to come to work. They were sort of moisa him to come to work indirectly, and they were even issa of lashon hara b'tzina. Shazach the shayla lashon hara b'tzina. It's a nice edel issa. What happened to moisa malshin? I mean, there's a guy. These chevra not only. Osal's machinis, ain't look like Lana Mabah, there will be Miskaga Bekel of Naveak. Then not only that, they also have a chiv tashlumim for the work that they forced him to do. They should have to reimburse him for that hefsid that they caused him, that they had to work. The Moises chayv b'tashlumim as well. Even tashlumim malacha l'chayr should have the same din. They should be chayv. What's going on? Sorry? Oh. So if you look in the Chavetz Chaim, Hukas Lashon Hara, Siman Gimel, Ber Maim Chaim, Sefkat Gimel, the Chavetz Chaim says, no, this is not Bechal Mashinis. His Lashon is, Ein Ze Bechlal Achvi Ativnu Techavrei. Adkan L'Shoinei HaKodesh. I'm not sure what that means. I think he means to say, because since they mention it indirectly, it's not mamish achve atinu. I'm mamish you showed bar chayvitz. You talked about chufzim. From there they understood bar chayvitz. That's not bechlau. Moshe says it's to me more explicit. Indirectly it's not bechlau. Moshe, I'm not sure why. Sorry? Oh, it's not bar yazeka, you mean? It's not mukhak that will figure out, so it's not bar yazeka, so memelo. Garmi, why?
It's the only working zutz, not taking away the
money. Working zutz, so my head said.
That's me, it's Rabash. It's Garmi. Mostly you could be taught to me, it's Rabash. I'm not losing money.
All right. I know. The Mnei's Rebbe is what he could have made somewhere else, but the Mnei's doing Mnei's a dime right now. Right now, I don't want to work, and you force me to work.
That's
all right. Anyway, Bekitza, I would like to suggest this, Terence, that over there, Bachoivitz was chayiv in the Malacha, right? It was his job, it was rotation, he was supposed to show up that day. So he's chayiv. Dinu Malchus Adina, they have a chiyuvim rotation. So there's a mass, like Shlomo HaMelech made a mass, people have to help out, every chodesh is a rotation. He had to show up to work, and he didn't. So how could I be chayiv for Moisa? I'm not chayiv for Moisa, the guy is supposed to be working anyway. So that's why it's not Bechal Moisa.
Maybe Gifa is worse.
Sorry?
It's Moisa Gifa.
Yeah. So what? But he's chayiv, but that...
So if a guy's chayiv to go to jail, I'm not going to tell the government he's stealing him from
maybe. Him. We're going to see, why not? Maybe. All right. But Lamai cigarette. Okay, so at the end of the day, now we have two Isurim, if I'm right, that the Pran Yerushalmi is that the guy was chayiv, and that's why it's not Din Moisa, but nevertheless, Shteitan Yerushalmi, Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Zeh Lashon Hara Betzina. It's still a Nisa Lashon Hara Betzina. And if you do it more beforeish, it's Issa Lashon Hara. So comes like now we have two Isurim. Even in the case of the Shach, that Yepato, I will also, Hein Mitzav, Kimeshev Avedo, La'akum, hein mitzad, it's going to be also because of Lashon Hara Betzina. Why didn't the Yishalmi say the Issa Meshav Aveda La'akum? Because over there it could be it doesn't pass Meshav Aveda La'akum. Because the Malach is going to get done Saivi. Instead of 9 people doing the day's work, 8 people will do the day's work. Right? There's a certain quota that had to be done that day. So whoever shows up is going to have to do it. So now they had another guy do it. So it's making the burden less on everyone else. So Zayin, but the Goyim Lavdafka for dealing anything from this.
Why don't they have
Ah, yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. Fine. So it could be that's why the Yishalmi didn't say it. But the bottom line is we have two. Why the Ramah didn't say the Yishalmi is this? It's Lashon Hara. Then I'm not sure. But l'chay we have two Yisurim. We have a Lisa Lashon Hara and we have an Issa of Meshav Vedalakam. And it's going to be Nafke Minas Rabbi saying whenever Meshav Vedalakam is not Nogea. And here's where I want to be focused the rest of the Shia on. I'll give you many stories and examples.
Why is it Lashon Hara? We are Yitta Yid, if that's most of them, you go ahead and again, if Reuben stole from Shimon, and Shimon didn't give it to the back Yuda, so Lashon Hara didn't tell Shimon?
He has a right to be Mavki as Ava. They go have a right to Mavki of my Ava.
They have to work harder.
So that is indirect.
And the only ones that are gaining from saying Bachatz over here is the
Yid. So why is it Lashon Hara? It's a Toelis. Okay, fine. So maybe I'm wrong in my Akimta. So maybe Lav Davka will cause them to have more Malach. Okay, fine. This is going to be Negea very often. Very often we're going to have cases where there's no Din of Meshav Aved Elakim, but still you might have this Issa Lashon Hara. L'mashal, there's a Tshuva Shoyel L'Meshav. He had a story that there was a guy who was dealing in a store without a license. Let's say he was dealing in, today, let's talk, he's dealing in alcoholic beverages, he has no license, he has no right to deal in the store, and I go ahead and I snitch on them. He's not going to get fined, but he'll be closed down. The government is gaining nothing from it, but I'm hurting another yid. Kiddin, he's not supposed to have this store in the first place. I'm hurting him, kiddin. And there's no Meshav Edel Akim. Is it mutter to do? Is it still going to be us like the Yishalmi al Lashon Hara? No. There's only certain men alive. They're not going to get a license and finish. He's going to now be a shoemaker. Or Reish Kailam.
Everyone else will buy a license.
What? What?
Everybody else won't be able to do it.
When I'm doing it.
They're getting indirectly, they're gaining money.
I don't know. And it doesn't seem to me that that's Meshav Edelakam. So this Shaila went to the Shaila Meshav, and the Shaila Meshav in Madura Kama Chelak Aleph Simachov, Paskins, it's also to do. Why? Because of the Yerushalmi. It's also to do because it's Lashon Hara. Means even though there's no din Meshav, he says, even though it's not Afshelo Yaveh Ka'akum, still it's going to be also. It's also because of Lashon Hara. I don't know if you have the Yam Sheshleim, maybe that's Nichal and the Yishamri's type of Asvara. Sorry?
Doing something wrong, right?
So what he's out as a good Samaritan to do what? How is the Olam affected that this guy is selling without a license? Tell me, how am I helping out? Huh? Right, so it's against the government. So and you're the shame of the government? Like, what's happening now? What's going on? You're bothered by it? Well, what's going on? Sorry? Lafrusha Meisura, Lav Dafka. You have to know if that's Lafrusha. The government doesn't know about it, so I don't know. There's no Chilul Hashem. So I don't know if that's a problem, maybe. All right.
Let's say he's a skill competition, which is probably usually that today.
And let's say
the tailors. Yeah, but that's not
true. That's not
true.
You need a mutter to get tailors.
You should know, Yitzchak, I have to tell this by speaking Lashon Hara because I have a no. I have always have to tell this by speaking Lashon Hara. I always have a no. It's a tailors. All right. I'm a Mariah, I have a no, it's a good no, right? Well, am I? I know, but at the same time, I'm Kiddush Hashem, that a Yid is willing to help out. I am. Okay, let's talk about some more stories. Rabbi, so I'm running out of time. I want to get to a story. Let's go. There's a true Shevet HaLevi, which everyone probably knows, the Chelik Beis Simon Nun Ches. The story was that he wants to be working for the government, for the IRS, or I don't know what it's called in Eretz Yisrael, that he's going to be a Rei Cheshbonis, an accountant, and go over tax returns and whatever, and catch people. Is he allowed to do it? So he says, well, the Mechus that he's chayv to do is chayv b'din and d'malchus edina. So he's mechuyv to do. Elamai, you're worried about the Issa, Meisha Avei D'Lakam of the Ramah? No, he says if you're a mamuna la malchus and this nagel la malchus, b'chaygav is no din Meisha Avei D'Lakam. Doesn't really explain why not. But that's what he said. You're working for the government. That's not really a major Veda Lakam.
That's your job. Your job is to go find
the Veda
Lakam.
So? He doesn't say because I'm getting paid. He says because I have a tafkid. All right, good. I'm not so sure, good. But he says, Mikom Malkom, you're not supposed to accept such a job. It's not a good idea to accept such a job. The Lav Mishnas Chasidim Limsar Af Behet. Even B'Malkom, that's Mutta Dudu. It's not a Mishnas Chasidim to do, and it's you shouldn't be accepting such a job. Yeah. Good. All right. One second. Bald. Now, lechayra, in the case of Shevet HaLevi, even though it's kumtem min adin, but it should be also Yishalmi. It should be lashon hara. So zananiach, he got around Ramah zis and meshav edolakam. You still have the Yishalmi zis of lashon hara, like the Shalom Meshav said. And if you looked, it's a tshuvas harashman chelik aleph tofrei shud beis. Over there was a pakid. It's not clear the story, but there was ancient that the Tsar used to do, and the pakid used to get a 10% of those ancient of those knosses. And he says that the pakid Yehudi is allowed to accept the Oinshim, because it's Mishpatah Malucha, Avadi allowed to accept that. But I already told you, Shanemol, I told you, that the Pekid can't in any way be Goyim or Mesaviv, in any which way, a Hesed or these Oinshim to Yehudim, even though it's Minadin. And he says, and if you have a, I already told you, he said, Fiazoi said, Hashem Anafshe Yerachik Mehem, should stay away from this whole area, because maybe he'll come to one day be Goyim, these type of things, Oinshim, even though it's Minadin, to the Yidin, because he already proved it's Minadin, Mishpatei Malucha, but still you shouldn't do it, it's also to do. It doesn't say why it's also, but it sounds like it could be also to Yishami, it's also to do, because of Lashon Hara. Maybe it's also Meisha Avei D'Lakim B'chai Gavna, I don't know. There's also Chuvis Munchas Yitzchak on Chelek Dalet Nun Aleph. Maybe Argus in the Masham. Good. Fine. Depending what the Ein Shema. Good. Mask him. Unless he already owes it before. Good. There's also Chuvis Munchas Yitzchak on Chelek Dalet Nun Aleph. It talks about you want to be a court accountant, like an expert witness to give a forensic accounting opinion. And the Shoyal talks about Moisa, the Chuvis Munchas Yitzchak sort of skirts it. It's not clear. But he asks. You look it up, you'll see he has certain gedarim. There's a Chuvah Sikras Moshe Rishayim is talking about a Cheshem Mishra Chelek Aleph Tzadi Beis, who also has a Shalab working for the IRS, and the Chatchili starts off that you're now let her do it because you might be Goyim the Yid more Einshin than Kumta Min Adin. Vaistois, if you would have only caused him the Einshin, which is Min Adin, that he would held was Mutta to do. And that's not a problem, like the Sheva Talevi. Sorry?
In case of the bailiff, because there's only one bailiff. Moshe's all hecht is going to send someone else anyway.
No, I didn't get up to the Moshe's head. I'm talking right now the Moshe's Issa. But Moshe says it's also because he's going to cause him to have an Einish, which is Yaisim Min Adin. Oh, we're going to get to what Yaisim Min Adin is. But Vice Dice, if it would be Min Adin, Moshe hold it would be Mutta. And Vice Dice, what happened to Moshe Aved Alakim? I don't know. Maybe because of the Shevet Talevi, because you're working. And what happened to this, so the Yishami Lashonara? I don't know. Moshe doesn't say. But it sounds like, now Ramosha, this Indian, what does it mean? Yaisim in Adin. Ramosha says this concept a few times. He has it in Cheshem Mishra Chelek Aleph, in Simon Ches. But again, to somebody who's selling the Chapt Asturon, who's selling Trafis and Nevelis instead of Ksheris. And over there, it says it's also to hand them over to the authorities because they're going to put him in jail and the Minchayvim money, which is Shaloi Kedina Yisrael. So even though Bedina Yaakum, they paskin, they have a law that you are Chayiv, but no, it's Yosem Medina Yisrael, and if it's also. And he says it again in Orachayim Chelekei Semintes, when they caught a Ganav who stole Sifrei Torah, he says, you're now allowed to be moisted as Ganav Sifrei Torah, because they're going to paskin that he's Chayiv Yisurei Masa to put him in jail. And there he starts explaining what that means. He says, jail is a foreign concept in Halacha. In Torah, there's no such concept. Well, I shouldn't say no such. It's a real, the concept of jail. There's no punishment of jail. You put in jail till we found out. Moshe Rabbeinu, till we found out what the psak was. But there's no punishment that regards as a Chumas Hadesh and as a Rashi and Psachim, but whatever. But Ramosha holds that there's no punishment of jail. And that yes, there's no punishment of jail. So every jail time is Yaisim Edin. And Mameli and Aladu, because we've been going to have said Yaisim Min Adin. So to by the Rei Cheshbon, if he's going to snitch on a guy that is evading taxes, he might have some jail time, which is Yaisim Min Adin, Mameli would be also to do. Now you have to know what's going on. Since when is this a problem? So Zayin jail is not Bedinei Yisrael, but jail is Bedinei Yaakum, and any knas that they're going to do is Bedinei Yaakum, is Min Adin. And we already have this Chuvah Zerach, which says Mishpatei Hamelucha, Oinchin is Mishpatei Hamelucha, is Dinin the Machusa works. And you have a Ritva by Rulazib Reb Shimon and Bamitzia Pegimon Beis also holds Mishpatei Hamelucha, it's Min Adin. So Lachay, it's Min Adin. I don't know what Ramosha means in Jason. It's Jason Bedinei Yisrael, but it is Bedinei Yaakum, which Mishpatei Hamelucha recognizes. Is the Dine Yaakov, it's not Yosef Min Adin. I don't know, Ritva says it could. Ritva says even killing can kill the guy. For Gneva, since when do you kill because of no, it's Yosef Min Adin, but the Mishpatei Hamelucha. They can't put you in the jail. In the Dine Yisrael, there is a concept of putting in jail. Just not for this. There is a concept of putting in jail. We put in jail, we want to know what the halach is. Sorry?
Where do you put in jail?
Okay, crowd that there's a... All right, we'll get into it. I know, it doesn't sound like that. Even if you can mechayev more money in Bedina de Malchusa, it sounds like a Moshe, that would also be Yosef Min Adin. What do you mean? That's also Mishpatei Hamelucha. But anyway, at the end of the day, Rabbi said, at the end of the day, Moshe is matter because he says a chiddush. He says, because without you, someone would do it. If you wouldn't take the job, someone else would take the job. And whatever you would find, they would find. And whatever you would snitch on, they would snitch on. Memela, it's going to happen anyway. So Memela, it's not a problem, and it's mutal l'chatchila to do. Now, I'm not going to go into that whole sugya, Commander Kalya dummy.
Like a real great job. And get like extra.
Right. You wouldn't be able, you would have to do a mediocre job. And Agrad has spoke to somebody recently who asked me such a child. He works for the IRS. And he says, there is so much latitude and so much leeway. And anyway, he says, you don't catch them with outright problems. What you do is you catch them with red flags, with fishy stuff, and then you report them to go through a full audit and whatever. You might think these three red flags are machria. It's up to you to decide. And the next guy might think three red flags, and I don't know if it has to be six red flags. And Ramosha's all that doesn't pass in the first place. All right. But I want to tell you a shayla, and I want Rabbi to get your opinion. You have a builder who builds a development. The way it works in Lakewood, LaMarshall, is that you have to put a bond in by the township when you build a development that everything is going to be Noye Kishur and everything works out. So you put a bond in the township, LaMarshall, for $1 million that the roads were done right and the grading was done right and the water leakage, the sewer was done right. And if everything's finished, the building, the complex is finished and everything is done Kishura, then you get back your bond, you get back your $1 million. Fine. Ma'aseh Shehayah, it wasn't done right. Whatever, the roads weren't done right. The sewer wasn't, the grading, it's leaking in the, something wasn't done right. Are you allowed to go to the township and tell the township, by the way, the builder didn't do his job properly and don't release the bond back to the builder? Are you allowed to do that or not? So if it kumta min adin, and he has a chiv and a chayis that is makabel, and that was the only reason why he got permission to build this complex was, he had to accept upon him this chiv to make sure everything is built properly, and it wasn't, and it's minaden, and you're not being megazim, and everything's minaden. So if you did do it, you're going to be potter, because whatever chivim came about is minaden. The shal is, am I allowed to do it lechachila? Is it mutter or asa? So it's meishav aveda. So it's meishav aveda lakim pashis you don't have, not only because you're matzal shaloi, pashis you won't have meishav aveda lakim for a different reason, because the government's getting nothing out of it. All the government's getting is that they're going to use that money to now fix it. They'll force the builder to fix it. And if he doesn't, then they'll use that money to fix it. But at the end of the day, they don't keep a penny. They hire workers to fix it. So pashis is not going to be meishav aveda lakim. The shal is, will you have this issa? Lashon Hara of the Yishalmi, or do you hold that Hayois is to Ellis and you keep the sign or Ches to knowing that you're not being Megazim, you know it firsthand, and you gave him Asra and you couldn't have done it another way. Right, and if you do all that, so if you live there, maybe it's Negea, so maybe you take out a din of Lashon Hara, or if you don't live there, are you allowed to do it? Because is it mutter to do or not such a story?
He himself gave you the skus to do it.
He gave you skus to be masan, and when?
When he sold you the house and he put up a bond.
He said in the contract that you are allowed to be masan.
He said he's going
to
give you roads.
Unless he did.
He said he's going
to give you roads. Now I say, I changed my mind. I don't want to be Korea yet. And now you can
so
go ahead and do
the money. He gave him the skus to
you. Where did he write in the thing that he gave you that skus?
No one's going to buy a house without a bond posted.
Oh, yeah? I don't know that. Doesn't mention no bank.
So as I said, the township inspects anyway. The owner that let you, the township, I can
right. I only elect the township inspector. And township inspector, I'll get the chenetu with. I'll take care of. I'll take care of the township inspector.
You have to give him the roads. You have to make the roads for the people that live with it.
There are roads, but
it's not good.
Not 100%. The water piles up.
You'll get nothing.
Right. And so, are you allowed? Are you allowed to go to the township to tell them not to release the bond or not?
It's maybe
here the shayla. All right. Anyone has a tshuva to the shayla, let me know. Called.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.